This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
To a conversation we had about Cam Ward yesterday, the number one pick, and the idea that he's the most slept on number one pick quarterback ever.
Yeah.
There's zero talk about it, zero hype about him going into his rookie year. We talked off air, and the reality is you can then transfer that same conversation and put it to Mason Graham, who you could argue is one of the least talked about Browns first round picks in NFL history.
So I was thinking about it, and I was trying to come up with, and so in us discussing it and going through it, I wondered if Denzel Ward is in that same stratosphere only because that was the Baker draft. So you see the difference there, though. Because we took quarterback with Baker Mayfield, Denzel Ward just kind of got slept on at number four overall. But every other pick you've had in the top five since 1999, it's been a lot of excitement. It's been a lot of hyping up that player. It's been a lot of talking about that player. And I don't know. Why is it Mason Graham just doesn't get those same conversations, those same discussions? Really? I mean, it's not even like we put any expectations at Mason Graham's feet as of right now.
I'm going to say this as somebody who, this is not how I think, but I think it's how most people perceive it. He was the least exciting part of the trade down. Travis Hunter is, some people think, a generational prospect. I think that's hype, but he was one of the most hyped up prospects in this class. And of the last 5 years, it wasn't just a quarterback. And then the second most, the most exciting part about this from the Browns was the number one pick. It was the future first that you can then use to get your quarterback. That's not how I feel about it. I look at this kid, I'm like, some of y'all weren't watching Michigan, because that kid was the best player on the field and absolutely took over games in a system, by the way, where his job was, hey, we're going to need to eat up space here.
I also think as of right now, there's just the assumption that he's going to do the job.
That's interesting.
Like, I don't know about, I mean, obviously, I know there's you're a big Mason Graham guy. It doesn't feel that way to me at all. And maybe we should be living in a world where we protect ourselves a little bit better than this. But I can't find anybody that's come up with a scenario that Mason Graham just busts out and it doesn't work out the way that everyone anticipates.
Yeah, I will say, to that matter, I think it's really interesting every time we talk with somebody, you can't ignore the fact that he is switching systems, going from the Michigan defensive set, which is for defensive linemen, especially defensive tackles. It was more about hold space. It was almost, not a one for one. It was more like being like a five technique in a 3-4, which was like, if you can get to the quarterback, great. You have to eat up space. You have to eat up your zone, right? Same thing with Ohio State defensive linemen. He is going into a situation that is much more see ball, get ball. You would think that is advantageous for a young defensive lineman, but there should be a kernel of doubt that he is switching systems and doing something that he never did in college. Or sorry, he's being asked to do something he never did in college.
Well, yeah, and I think there will be some recognition on that. But like,
every time we talked about it, it's been kind of poo-pooed. Like Nathan yesterday when we talked about it, he was like, yeah, I mean, I think this is actually better for a defensive tackle. I would agree. There are guys who don't succeed in the wide nine, though.
Well, so let's get to the heart of this, though. Why is it that, like, when we go to training camp, you know, you'll be there on Friday. I'll be off this Friday. But when I'm there next week, imagine I'll see a lot of Shador jerseys. I'll probably see a lot. I don't know about Judkins jerseys at this point. Maybe that's shelved for right now. Probably see a couple Fannin jerseys, though. Do I see as many Harold Fannin?
Not John Fanta. Okay, sorry.
Do I see as many Fannin jerseys as I see Mason Graham jerseys?
I don't know.
I'm not expecting to see a lot is the point.
It's also, how many times do we, defensive tackle speaking, do you get that jersey out there until that first 10-sack season?
No, it's really hard. Aaron Donald was great right away. I don't know. I haven't gone back and looked at it, but when he was taken, how many LA Rams fans had Aaron Donald jerseys at that point? Yeah. And maybe that's what this conversation just boils down to, is that it's a product of the position more than it is anything. It's a hard sell to get somebody that's not even the best player on the defensive line. It won't even be close to being the best player on the defensive line because you have Myles Garrett there. How do you sell that? It's interesting because number five overall, you're supposed to have a lot of expectations.
I also think there was a class of folks who put number of sacks in his college career and just immediately sailed on him. They think he's a run-stuffing tackle. And it's that's not what, if you watch the tape, man, that's not who, he's so much more than just, yes, he ate space, but watch how he moved offensive, linemen around, watch his motor, I really think the only thing that can sink this kid as a top five pick is health. Because I think he's athletic enough to do it. I think he has a motor that, honestly, I think Browns fans are going to love. And whether he's a 6-sack-a-year guy or a 10-sack-a-year guy, I think he's in the perfect system to maybe even outproduce the expectations for him somewhere 6 to 8 sacks.
It was unfortunate. Everyone that we talked to mentioned how good he looked at the OTAs and training camp. But the highlight of OTAs and training camp, because a lot of Browns fans weren't able to be in attendance there, was what? It was him throwing up. Was him puking his lunch all out and Stefanski being had too many chicken wings. Maybe we have more of the moments that a lot of people told us he had coming up in the next couple of weeks, where it just seems like he's moving people around and is massive and is doing his job.
There's one more way, or one more reason why Mason Graham is the least talked about top five pick in Browns history. If you watch him play, he plays, it's very sexy. It's great trench warfare, right? He is an elite player. However, you've heard his interview. Interviews.
Yeah, that was with us.
He is all about ball and hanging out with his girlfriend. Even guys will say, in practice, it doesn't come across. It's not till that game flips on that all of a sudden. So he's just whereas Travis Hunter is the epitome of, he makes sexy plays, he's got an engaging personality, all that. Mason's kind of the opposite. He's just a really consistent, great football player. That beyond that, there's no more there.
Myles Garrett, for instance, takes off his shirt and people are like, look at the Under Armour model. The mannequin just walked in. Whereas when Mason Graham takes off his shirt, people make the same comments that radio host in Kansas City made about Patrick Mahomes.
Same, Mason.
It's not pretty. It's just not pretty.
Right here, buddy. I'm right there with you. Is Mason Graham the least talked about top five pick in Browns history and why? And the number has been set. For Myles Garrett, no, not that. That number was already set, not 41. We'll get to then, not 40. We'll get to that number in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.